And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 1st of March, 2017. It's the birthday of the poet Richard Wilbur, New York City, 1921. Went to Amherst, married his college sweetheart, joined the Army as a cryptographer. But when they found out he'd belonged to leftist organizations in college, he was reassigned to the infantry. He said, "It was quite true that I held leftist views, but then, as now, I had an uncomplicated love of my country, and I was naively amazed to learn that my service record was stamped suspected of disloyalty." He fought on the front lines, Italy, France, and began writing poems. He said, "There are all kinds of ways to forget how frightened and disoriented you are, but one of the best is to take pencil and paper, which is all you need to be a poet, and which makes it possible to practice poetry in a foxhole." Richard Wilbur said, "As embarrassing as that word is, inspiration, I do think it corresponds to my experience. A poem comes looking for me rather than I hunting after it." It was on this day in 1872, President Ulysses S. Grant signed legislation making Yellowstone this country's first national park. Early explorers had sent back descriptions of geysers and steaming rivers and boiling mud, and people didn't believe them until the government set out an official scouting party in 1871, and they established that Yellowstone is home to one of the world's 30 active supervolcanoes responsible for the hot springs and the geysers, including Old Faithful. It's the birthday of the poet Robert Lowell, born Boston, 1917. It's the birthday of Ralph Ellison, Oklahoma City, 1914, the grandson of slaves, inspired by meeting Langston Hughes and Richard Wright to become a writer. He was sitting at a typewriter in a barn on a friend's farm in Vermont, recovering from a bad kidney infection, and he typed the sentence, "I am an invisible man," not knowing what he meant by that, but he wanted to find out who would think of himself as invisible. It took him 7 years to write the book. Invisible Man came out in 1952. Here's a poem for today by Marge Piercy, "My Time in Better Dresses." I remember job hunting in my shoddy and nervous working-class youth, how I had to wear nylons and white gloves that were dirty in half an hour for jobs that barely paid for shoes. "Don't put down Jew," my mother warned. "Just say Protestant. It doesn't commit you to anything." Ads could still say white, and in my childhood we weren't. I worked in better dresses in Sam's cut-rate department store, $3.98 and up. I wasn't trusted to sell. I put boxes together, wrapped, cleaned out dressing rooms. My girlfriend and I bought a navy taffeta dress with cut-out top, wore it one or the other to parties till it failed my sophistication test. The older girls in sales, divorced, sleek, impressed me. But the man in charge, I hated the way his eyes stroked, stripped, discarded, how he docked our pay for lateness, how he sucked on his power like a piece of candy. A poem by Marge Piercy, "My Time in Better Dresses," from her collection Made in Detroit, published by Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.